राधे राधे गोकुलतारुणी मंडल महिते गो दमोदर राति बाधानवेते हरि निस्कुत दादिपिले जय जय श्री राधे। रवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। फॉर न्यू डिवोटीज एंड सीनियर डिवोटीज मस्ट नो सम प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ भक्ति। First, they should know what are the basic truth, con truth,
eternal truth,
fundamental truth, established truth, and they are of 10 kinds. Can you tell? You can understand and tell. No? Anyone senior Vaishnav? You? You also, you cannot do? You cannot tell? Then you will have to go and cut grass. I want to teach you all these things. Very, very primary things to know. Suval Sakha Prabhu, he made 10 basic principles of bhakti. मैं पूछ तू ही नीचे गुरु परंपरा इज नॉट
अमन
व्हाट इज अमन
अधिक प्रमाण अधिक प्रमाण
ना नीचे गुरु है सब The literature, Vedic literature, which has been accepted by our disciples and all acharyas, that truth, that literature or pani is amna. Ki bolla?
पूर्व आचार्य जीवन जिसको वेद पर भी प्रांत की जिसको उपदेश दिए थे सिग्नल की आमना
हाँ एट अबाउट
देयर देयर प्रिया आचार्य देयर दी ब्रह्मा नारद एंड दी ऑल द
डोंट एक्सप्लेन सो मच ओनली वेरी लिटिल
मध्वाचार्य एंड दी ऑल आर और द आचार्य गिव द इंस्ट्रक्शन एंड दी देयर इज द वेद एंड पुराण एंड उपनिषद दैट इज कॉल्ड द आमना आमना प्राह दिस इज
अपन में बुझ ली ना तुम बोलो सर तुम गॉट इट यू कैन ऑल ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड बिकॉज दिस इज द प्लेस फॉर्म ऑफ भक्ति इफ आर नॉट नोइंग 10 प्रिंसिपल्स यू कैन रियली यू कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज रियली भक्ति रियल भक्ति So you should understand.
Hare Krishna. Gurudev ordered me to discharge.
Are you going to kill Karbati? Don't order.
Oh, 10 fundamental doctrines of devotion. We have heard from Gurudev. Shrila Bhaktivinoda quoted this slok. Amnaya praha. Tattam harimiha paramam. Sarva saktim rasabdhim. तद भिन्नं संस्थ प्रकृति कवलितं तत् विमुक्तं च भावात् भेदाभेद प्रकाशं सकलमपि हरे साधनं शुद्ध भक्ति साधं तत्कृतिम एतदुपदिशति जनान गौरचंद्र भजेतम
आई वांट टू हियर इन इवनिंग सेशन इफ नॉट ए स्लो बट 10 प्रिंसिपल्स आई विल आस्क एनीवन और स्टैंड अप एंड टेल व्हाट आर द 10 सो यू शुड All try to remember, whether lady devotees or male devotee.
So first, Amnai. Amnai means our.
Amnai is.
Amnai is our disciplic succession adopted so many praman, proof.
Proof.
Amnai is proof and.
And anything we want proof, whether it is right or wrong. So there must be some proof. What is proof in eternal eternal
succession?
No. Paramarth ke liye wo kya prakriya hai? Praman. For paramarth.
For spiritual.
For spiritual things. What is proof? Then amnai is praman. Then what is praman? Amnai is telling.
So amnai is praman means proof. One is proof here and another nine is.
You should come in and sit down. Jagannath.
Amnai is your proof, another nine is prameya. So what is amnai? Which doctrines adopted by your disciplic succession from Vedas and other scriptures? Another literature, it is called Amnai.
You know that Veds are Shruti. But all Veds are not Praman. The Vedas, Puranas, Upanishads and the literature which our disciplic acharyas has accepted as the proof, that is Amnai and that is only proof. There are so many Veds our disciplic orders, acharyas have not accepted. Purans, there are so many Tamasic Purans that not followed. So the Ved, Purans, Shruti, our disciplic acharyas have accepted as a proof, this is Amnai and we follow this.
Without following this Praman, none can advance in Krishna consciousness. And another nine, rest nines are Prameya.
Among all scriptures, Amnai Vani, Srimad Bhagavat is supreme proof. Supreme proof. Gita also, Veda also, everything. But first, Srimad Bhagavat says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that it is Amal Praman.
Extremely true.
Then?
So,
by these Purans, Bhagavatam and Veda Shastra, Amnai Vani, nine Prameya comes. What is Prameya?
What is Prameya? Tattam Harimiha Paramam.
What is the meaning of Prameya?
By which we can adopt the Praman.
What Praman proofs? What proofs? Tell that it is true, it is tattva, that is called Praman.
What is proof? Indicate us that these are external truth, it is called Prameya.
So there are nine
Prameya. There are nine Prameyas. What is?
First Prameya?
First Prameya is Tattam Harimiha Paramam. Hari is Param Tattva. That means, how who is Hari? Ete Changsa Kalapunsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. That Krishna is Hari.
Supreme Personality of Godhead is Hari. And that Hari is
Krishna, Krishna. Himself.
This is the first
Prameya
among us. Then second?
Amma Tattam Hariya Paramam Sarva Shakti Rasabdhim. He is Sarva Shakti Sampana. He is Almighty.
He has all kinds of powers.
And Rasabdhim is full of ocean, he is mercy of Ras.
He is not full of mercy, but Krishna is himself
ocean of Ras.
Ocean of Ras. Full of Ras, it is another thing. But
ocean
Krishna
of Ras.
Himself, Krishna is ocean of Ras. Third,
this is third.
Fourth,
Tabi Dhinnam Hamsa Prakriti Kabalitan. There are so many jivas in this world. Jivi is the part.
No. There are two kinds of jivas. Souls. one condition,
another liberated soul,
and both have come from Krishna, from his Shakti. So who is liberated?
Give the two kinds, one is liberated soul, another is conditioned soul.
So both coming from?
Both coming from Krishna, but not direct from Krishna. Again of the three kinds, one comes from Baladev Prabhu, the eternal.
No, don't go. Very simple. And then?
So
conditioned soul?
Conditioned soul.
Who has forgotten Krishna?
Who has forgotten Krishna and they thought.
And involved in worldly affairs.
And they thought we are a tester of this material affairs.
Yes.
They are conditioned souls.
And
who is beyond all these material things, they think that Krishna is the tester of mellows. They are liberated souls.
The specialty of these liberated souls, they have never tested this world. Never have they have come. And never they will return to this world. Only they can come as a associates of Krishna, to serve Krishna. Otherwise they don't know what is Maya, what is this physical body, what is all these things. They are ever liberated souls.
Bhedaveda Prakasam Sakalam, all are gives of Bhedaveda Prakas means difference and non-different manifestation of Krishna.
At a time.
Yes, same time. Simultaneously they are difference and non-difference from Krishna. And sadhanam suddha bhakti.
How? They are also chief vastu, having knowledge. And Krishna has also, he is also chief vastu. But he is vibhum and very endless.
Infinite and deal with infinitesimal.
Jeev can be
involved in Maya,
but he can. He is the master of Maya. Jeev is under Maya.
Sadhanam Suddha Bhakti. So what is the sadhan? Sadhan is pure devotion, is sadhan for achieving Krishna consciousness. Sadhan.
How Jeev can again come in his real position by adopting Bhakti? Bhakti is only the sadhana to have the service of Krishna. There are so many means, karma, gyan, yoga, tapasya, but really they are not way to go to Krishna. Only the way is bhakti. Bhakti is only sadhana. There are no different ways to have Krishna.
And sabdham tat priti. What is our ultimate goal? To please Krishna. And sabdham tat priti nepadupalse. Sabdham tat priti. Sabdha means our ultimate goal is sabdha. What ultimate goal? To please Krishna.
No, aise mat bolo. Galat ho jayega. Prem is absolute
goal.
Without prem, we cannot serve Krishna. So the goal of bhakti is to give Krishna prem. And only this Krishna prem can serve Krishna so much, otherwise not. So our aim and object is only Krishna prem, and sadhan is bhakti.
Bhakti. So if there is no
prem, if Krishna is there, but Kansa has no
prem,
nothing to do with Krishna, only to kill him.
If no prem, that Krishna will not be satisfied.
Now again, Amnai means Ved and Puran, which has been accepted by our.
This is the succession.
These are Amnai, these are only proofs. And among these, Srimad Bhagavat is
Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam.
Second,
Tattam Harimiya Paramam.
Hari is only topmost Tattva, supreme personality of Godhead. And Hari is that Krishna.
And Sarva Saktin, he is almighty.
Then,
fourth,
Rasa. He has all kinds of Sakti, power. Light Shakti, Jeev Shakti, Maya Shakti, Hladini Shakti, Antaranga Shakti, Maladini Shakti, illusory Maya, this everything is possible.
Fourth person of Ras.
And then?
Tad Bhinnam Sankta Prakriti Kavalitan. He is two kinds.
Two kinds of jivas have come from Krishna by his Maya, by his Shakti.
One is liberated soul, another is conditioned soul. These two, that means six.
Then?
Tad Bhinnam Prakriti Kavalitan, Tad Bhinnam Sankta Bhavat, Bheda Bheda Prakasam. Seventh is Bheda Bheda Prakasam.
Chit Jagat and Achit Jagat.
Yes.
And this Jiva, she has relation with Krishna, Achinta, Bheda.
Inconceivable difference and non-different at the same time. And
Sadhan is Bhakti.
Sadhan, eighth is Sadhan, is Suddha Bhakti. And ninth is Saddha, Krishna Prem.
This tenth mixing becomes Dasamula Tattva.
Ten fundamental doctrines of devotion.
Nine praveh, one praman, makes ten.
Nine is up to nine and amna is one, so including one plus nine is ten.
Okay.
At first amna is one, after that another nine is from here.
But I will ask in the evening class, they ready all. And if they will not answer, then I will tell them to stand off on the bench. I will bring a bench and will tell them. And I will bind their tiki there. You will have to remember. Then,
No danda
for that. And even then, you are not remembering, then danda will come. I will bring my danda. All should know about 10 kinds of nama parada. In beginning, you should know. Without knowing this, you cannot chant pure name. Who can tell? What are the 10 nama paras? What are? Who will tell? Ten. No. And count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 like this.
Sebastian the Vaishnavas, the devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. Two, to consider the names of demigods.
If not understanding, they can do like this. Again, we will tell. Second,
to consider the names of demigods, such as Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu.
What he told, you should tell.
To consider the names of the demigods, Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma,
be
equal to
or
independent of the
whole name
of Lord Vishnu.
He has not told about Brahma. Generally, person, they don't do mistake about Brahma. But generally, they have some doubt about Shiva Tattva, very difficult Tattva. Sometimes Shiva becomes, himself Krishna becomes Shiva. Or Vishnu becomes Shiva. And sometimes ordinary jiva is Shiva. Not ordinary, but extraordinary becomes Shiva. And cultivate the function of Shankar. So when Vishnu becomes Shiva, if there is no qualified jivas there, then they are abhinna. Understand? They are same. Because Vishnu is here, see. But when any jiva has become and cultivating the function of Shankar, see, then he is not equal to Krishna. Not same.
Generally, Brahma becomes Jeev. But Shankar, he is Sadashiv, like Vishnu. He does the function of Shankar, but actually he is Vishnu. But yet Vishnu is not like Krishna. Whether he is Vishnu or Jiva Tattva. So person confusion in this, they have confusion about this. So in Shastra it has been told that those who think that Krishna, Shiva, Ram are same thing, they are doing so much mistake. This is Namaparat. We should know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shankar is not that. He is Das. So if you are thinking that both are same, then it is a very great aparat. We should not. Second. Third.
Disobey the orders of the spiritual master.
What?
Guru Ravakya.
Guru Ravakya. Don't
disobey.
Disobey your Gurudev. Disregard Gurudev. You should give the honor like Krishna himself. Because he is so near and dear. Also he has told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Acharyam Ma Vijaniyat. You should treat your Gurudev like myself. Not less than this. Yasya Deve Parabhakti. As you have bhakti in Krishna, lot of faith, you will have to bhakti in your Gurudev. Also not this, only that. You will have to serve him Vishambhena Gurau Seva. What is the meaning of that? Vishambhena Gurau Seva? Not only doing this. As a bosom friend, like a bandhu, he is mine, like this, having no so much opulence, that he is so high, and I am so low. So Vishambhena Gurau Seva. So don't disobey your Gurudev, or don't think that Guru is mortal man.
Ordinary
mortal man. Then, again.
Loudly
and very slowly.
Yes. So thus being the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic verses.
Yes.
Sastranindra.
Have you understood?
Yes.
What he said useful.
He said to blaspheme Vedic literature, meaning the Vedic literature is the emanating from the breathing of the Lord. So
they are absolute. क्या बोला हिंदी में बोलो
बोले हैं जो वैदिक ग्रंथ हैं वे भगवान के अधीन हैं इसलिए उनका अनादर नहीं होना चाहिए
not this meaning is that sometimes Vedas are authority no all Vedas are authority but sometimes we see in Vedas, in different parts, that something has been told and another time it has been cut down against this. So don't think that the two are contradictory. And don't disobey or don't have dishonor that you are thinking that it is against that.
You should try
to reconcile, and if you cannot reconcile, you can go to Jiva Goswami and the persons like that. They can reconcile everything. All Vedas have come from Krishna. So that should be no contradiction. So don't disobey anything. It has been told for different kinds of devotees in different stages. Sometimes Swamiji has told something and another place he has written quite opposite. Don't think that he has done mistake. He has written for the
different stages
of a student's life. Yes. So, all the words of Vedas or Srimad Bhagavatam are quite true. Don't dishonor. Then, what?
Sometimes we chant also to blaspheme religion in pursuance with presenting religion, knowledge of God. So, for instance, the scripture of the Christian Bible, sometimes there may be some apparent contradiction, but we can reconcile with Srimad Bhagavatam,
yes.
The Vedic Testament.
So the same principle
is there? The same principle applies to literatures which are like Bible, Quran from Muslim and Christian religion. We should not disrespect because we can reconcile in, we find it in our...
Sometimes we can reconcile, but there are some things we cannot be reconciled. Krishna has no say. How you can reconcile? So sometimes we'll have to give explanation for this. Sometimes we can reconcile. To cut persons, cut down, if he is not accepting Quran, by force, this will be cut down. How you can reconcile? If anyone telling Ram Ram Krishna Krishna or Jesus Christ or anything, and one says, oh, if you should go tell Khoda, Khoda, Khoda Rahman, and if you are not doing it, how you can reconcile? So Vedas are, they cannot tell anything against because they are perfect. In Puran, there are some things which can be rejected. But in Vedas, not like this. Srimad Bhagavat reconciles and some rejects. Anywhere it has not told that you should reject your Gurudev. But Srimad Bhagavat tells, if he is not in a line of
Vaishnava
and criticizing Vaishnava, if he is knowing all Veda and Shastra, but even he should be given up.
Reject.
So you will have to reconcile all these things. While they are adopting Srimad Bhagavat view, they are states. And where they are rejecting Srimad Bhagavatam Siddhant, they should be rejected. Understand? Then?
He gives an interpretation on the holy name of the Lord.
But?
Tathartha
Vado. What is the meaning of Tathartha Vado?
Interpretation.
Mean?
Tathartha
Vado.
Kya?
Okay.
Take
a
different meaning. To speculate about the meaning of the name. To speculate about the meaning.
No, 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 no.
It's separate.
Separate. What is the meaning of Tathartha Vado?
To consider the glories of the holy name to be imaginary.
No, what is telling?
I'm telling number 6 before.
No, number
5. 5 is to.
Yes. To consider the glories of the holy name as imagination. No, as before.
No, to give interpretation.
No, so it's quite related
to 5. Tathartha Vado. Achha. Theek hai. Haan, it is right. What is telling?
Take again.
To have some realization from holy Naam. Something, and to think, oh no, I'm not sure. It can't be right. Too nice.
Understand? This faith, by chanting Hari name, easily salvation can come. How it will be?
by chanting names of opulence and so much wealth can come. Do you agree? Some will tell, no. By name it will not come. It has been told so.
Yes.
That is why he is to chant name and also do something for earning life. Name cannot get wealth, reputation and all this. It can give only Krishna prem. It was a fact with Haridas Thakur when Brahmin was calling for this. So he is telling that don't don't doubt. Name, if Krishna prem he can give, why he cannot give so much wealth? Why he cannot? We do nothing for wealth, but wealth is coming. So why it will not come? It will come by past activities. So don't worry at all. There was a boy who wanted to be renowned for order. He left his home and went out of his village and he was going to Vrindavan. In the way, he thought, what should I do? If I am not doing anything, then how can I take my food and I will not be alive? So what should I do? I should return to home or I should go for renounce order. In the meantime, he saw that there was the egg of any bird on the branches of the on the branch of a tree. It came down, it fell down on the earth and it was broken. A very little
baby bird
came, no eyes, only she was doing chee 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 chee. And she was so hungry, but her mother was not there. So we wanted some food, but who will give food? There was none to give. At once, that person saw that she was doing chee chee chee.
Opening mouth
and
closing and opening.
In the meantime, he saw also that a very little and a small
insect
came flying, very little, very soft, and he sat on that egg water. And he was now could not fly, so he was doing that juice and he became robbed. Understand?
Yes.
And it became like a round figure. And it was very nearer to that bird mouth and very easily when he was chee-chee-chee doing, it came in his mouth. Easily. Oh, Krishna can arrange everything? Why he will not arrange for me? So he can give wealth, reputation, bhukti, mukti, prema bhakti, everything he can do. Name has so much power. So don't worry for all these things. Otherwise you cannot do bhajan. If you think that it has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam and all other scriptures that name can give salvation, name can give Krishna prem, it is absurd, then it is a very big offense. Then, next.
To give interpretation on the holy name of the Lord, to say something about the holy name of the Lord which is not true, not from real realization.
You are understanding what he is telling? Yes. What?
To interpret the holy name, to consider the holy name,
अर्थवाद तो हमने कह दिया था,
पांच वर्ड केवल मिलता जुलता है ना, तो इसलिए पाठक ही नहीं कर पा रहे.
नहीं, अति स्तुति बात और हरि नाम कल्पना व्हाट यू आर टेलिंग
विद मंडेन वर्ल्डली माइंड से समथिंग अबाउट हरि नाम व्हिच इज नॉट
इज टेलिंग ट्रू तुम बताओ
Yes.
Krishna is no. Bhagavan has no say. Krishna has no say. No. Brahma has no say. So his name is also not. He, no name, no attribute, no qualification. Nothing is in him. He is like a zero. So a name has been. Yeah, kalpana kya gaya? Imagination. So name is like imagination. His set is image is not true. This is very
great offense.
Then
to commit simple activities of a strength that stands behind Nam. Nam no
Mahabhuji.
Nam can defy all kinds of sins. So we should try to do sins also. And also change name. So we will murder so many persons, killing cows, taking place and also chanting Hari name, drink so much wine, fall down on the earth, and dogs will come and appreciate you and wash your mouth. No harm. No harm. But we will chant and all sin will go away. Don't do. Don't cheat anyone. Don't do any aparad. Always try to be pure. Otherwise, it will be a very great offense. It is true that now name can take all kinds of things. It is true. But don't think that I should continue my doing all this nonsense and I should also do it. Heard like this, any person who thinks that I am Gaudiya Vaishnava and he tells that we should go to the persons, those who are involved in all bad things, because they have no other way. So let them drink, let them test all worldly things, but yet they should take name. Not this is not. This is like off. Then?
To consider the dumping of Hari Nam, to use Hari Nam like some like the Vedic spiritual sacrifices.
Yes.
To do a ritual for some good, for some benefit, to do Hari Nam like this.
What are you telling? Understand? What are you telling? You should tell. Loudly?
To chant the Holy Name with Buddhist motives.
क्या बोल
रहे
यू हैव नॉट अंडरस्टैंड डोंट थिंक दैट कर्म योग ज्ञान तपस्या टू गिव ऑल्स टू क्या दान करना चैरिटी मेकिंग स्कूल्स एंड कॉलेज एंड हॉस्पिटल्स इज इक्वल टू नेम डोंट थिंक In whole world, there is nothing like name. Name is himself Krishna. So don't think like that. And, first eight? Or okay. What?
To preach the glory of the holy name to a faithless person. So someone may be chanting name, but not
yes.
too much and he loses his faith. He can't take the Harinam.
Don't give Harinam in order to have praise, money, so many number of devotees. Don't do this. If he has no honor, no shraddha, don't give Harinam. First create shraddha and then. Otherwise, it is an offense. And last.
Complete faith in the chanting of the Holy Name.
No. To have Dehatma Buddhi.
If you are thinking that I am this mortal body, this body is myself, and chanting her name, then it is also a kind of aparadha. You should think that I am servant of Krishna, now I have been attacked by Maya, and inside it is body and mind, and eternal servant of Krishna, not this physical body. Don't be worried for this worldly body. If a man is dying, you are getting so much that, oh, I will give up of the inheritance. One devotee has Radha Krishna deity. His son was about to die with cancer. He told that, oh Krishna, you should give life to my child, otherwise I will not worship you. But child was dead, and he took the deities and gave it to Ganges. Fell down. I have no trust about Krishna. In God, in anything I have no trust. He becomes desperate. This is a problem. Don't always be worried for this body. You should see that. One day it will go away. So these aparadhas should not be done. All should be very careful about ten siddham. Okay? You should know all these principles and try to go on. Otherwise your name will be not so fruitful. It can give salvation, worldly reputation, worldly